Father, I pray that you give me grace, God, to give a word to your people. I love you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to change my text, preacher. Same topic, though. Hebrews 11, starting in verse 33. I chose this in prayer, primarily, but I started doing a study on this because we noticed that or we should notice in this day and hour that we're living that there is a large inconsistency with the church of today and the church of yesterday. The church of yesterday experienced suffering beyond imagination. The church of yesterday had to fight to survive. The church of yesterday had to bow their chest out, my friend, and stand for what was right. The church of yesterday was altogether something completely different than the church of today. It is astounding. It is bewildering when you read church history. The church of yesterday was full of weak men who also were lions. They were weak, but they were lions. And there in the middle is the profound creature that is a born-again child of God. They are walking in weakness, absolutely dependent upon God, and yet at the same time they are full of strength and valor and virtue, and they stand up in the power of the Holy Ghost for what's right. In Hebrews chapter 11, we see this reality illustrated and rightfully named the Hall of Faith, starting in verse 33, who through faith, these people were men of God. They were childish enough to believe God. They trusted God. They were like little kids that hung on to God for dear life. They were not afraid. Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. Kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They wrestled with God until they heard from God. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. I want to let you in on a secret. I am preaching to myself because I recognize the quickness that rigor mortis and paralysis can set in and how quickly I can fade and fall into this weak, flabby Christianity. I don't want it to be a reality in my life. I want to have what these people had. That is a faith that could stand. That is a faith that's not afraid of viruses and out-of-control governments. And my friend, people that would stand against you and would say all manner of evil against you falsely for the Lord's sake. I want to be somebody that when the devil opens his nasty mouth and shows his fangs, that I could be one that could run to God in childlike faith and keep going. This government is coming for you. They are coming. Be not afraid, little flock. Do not fear them. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. If you will stand up for what's right, they will hate you. They will fight you. But the people of God ought to walk with a confidence that's from heaven, that confidence that's from the Holy Ghost of God. We ought to be walking with our chest out. No, not foolishly. No, not with our noses in the air or acting foolish in our day-to-day lives. But we ought to be a people that are girded with strength. It comes from God. Oh, out of weakness they were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens. That is the people of God standing up and working. Virtue. That word virtue means manliness. That's not being afraid. That's standing up to Herod and saying, hey, bud, you shouldn't have stole your brother's wife. You're a leader of Israel, and you ought to act like it. How dare you steal another man's wife? Christianity has erred to pacifism. Christianity has fallen aside. The Christians of today do not exercise virtue and righteousness. Every once in a while, you got to say, hey, what you're doing right there, that's not good. That's not right. And God doesn't approve of that. No, we ought not be persecuted because we're foolish and we speak out of line and we're rude. There's a very fine line, but when God says stand, we ought to stand. But listen to this, in my last 30 seconds. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. I just wanted to read that in church. They were tortured. Read history. Isaiah was cut in half. Manasseh cut him in half, sawed him in half while he was alive. These people had an opportunity to be delivered, and they said, no, I will not choose a lesser path. I will not choose an easy road. I will not go the easy way. I'm going with God. I know it's going to be difficult, and I know I'll be persecuted, but I know that this way is where the recompense of the reward is. Moses looked forward. He said, I know walking with the people of Israel is going to be more difficult than staying with Egypt, but I know it's going to be worth it. It will be worth it to walk with God and to do what God requires of me. It's always worth it to do what God says, even if it costs you everything.